The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Good evening, one and all, especially my two grandchildren, boy Josh and Jaden, the listening. Ian, you were president of the Association of Maxi Taxis.
Yeah.
And also the chairman for the Yellow Band. Now, we have Mr. Everal Archibald here, who will more or less tackle the Yellow Band issue. And I will take it broadband.
So each band had issues.
Yeah, all you know.
Okay.
So I hate to bring on, but
yeah.
I appreciate if you go with Mr. Archibald.
So we're starting with the Yellow Band.
Yeah. Good afternoon and thank you for having us.
Come a little closer there, sir.
Yeah. Thank you for having us this afternoon. Okay.
Yeah.
Secretary of Route 1, basically we're raising the issue, or we continue to raise the issue of the white bus and the PH cars,
right,
which continues to make a dent in our industry. And I'm making a clear statement, they're not pointing fingers at anybody, but successive governments have failed tremendously in being able to provide reliable transport for the citizens of this country. As a result, the Maxi Taxi fraternity has shouldered the brunt of it, and that would have opened up doorways for the PH to operate. PH has been with us for a while. However, because of the inability to provide reliable transport, they have just relaxed themselves and allow this, what I refer to now as an industry, to flourish.
But I always thought Maxi Taxi was reliable transport. Not, when they say provide reliable transport,
the government. Not able to provide reliable transport. All right, continuously.
Yeah,
they would be able to do it when they have a new fleet of buses for maybe 2.5-3 years, and after that, you know, they take a nosedive.
Right,
and because of this, the PH has been able to
flourish.
And that is one of the issues that we are raising here today, notwithstanding other issues that we would have. But the Maxis are governed. Maxis and taxis as well, and let me speak on behalf of them. They are governed. We can only reach thus far and no more.
Yeah.
All P vehicles are able, so they are actually taking the clientele from their homes and carrying them just where they want to go, where we are not able to.
Because it is illegal for anybody with the band, the Maxi, to come within the city. See that all?
Thank you.
Right, that is knowledge. But yet still, the white band is able to come into the city.
That's right, the white band and the white
band. And there's no law against that, or them fellas just taking a chance?
There are laws that govern P vehicles and T vehicles in terms of the number of passengers that they would carry. For instance, a van that is licensed T, is ought to be governed by 8 seats.
Right?
Not only that, he ought to have been registered with a transport company or a school, a church, a sporting company, whereby they are awarded a special license to be able to operate.
Yeah.
But that is not taking place. It's now a free course where anybody could go buy a vehicle, license a T, put in seats, and begin to operate without the understanding that it is illegal.
So somebody could buy one of them panel van and thing and just put seats in it?
But that's
and
just
a Maxi?
That is just what's happening. Not a Maxi, a white bus. And that is where we want to make the differentiation.
Right, a white bus, yeah.
Because the media, and I had to blame people like you for that.
Me?
The print media, as well, they continue to report when incidents take place, negative incidents. They continue to report taxi and Maxi, and when a proper investigation is done.
It was a PH.
It's a white bus, a PH. And we bear the brunt of it, you understand? So these are some of the issues. I don't know how much time we have.
Yeah, we have time.
I want to open up for my other comrades.
All right, okay.
Otherwise, I will just continue.
Yeah, man, who next?
Yeah, good afternoon, everybody, listening public, commuters, Red Band. Give all praise to God Almighty himself for being here and for being in the land of the living and the opportunity. But our main concerns is that we have two real pressing issues. We have a whole list, but our two main pressing issues, where we are at a sensitive stage a little bit with the negotiating of the priority bus route pass in terms of the transferring, and we are getting some movements, but again, it seems a little bit of his promises, and you know the old saying, a promise is a comforter, but we wouldn't go down that road to interpret it, but we take it for what it is as the face value. And the other pressing thing, which I know is something seriously on your mind for many years, Citygate. The city dump to a certain extent that we're trying to work to remove that stigma from it and get some work going, and we still keep getting our heads bang up against the wall where we saying that there's supposed to be some kind of managerial aspect taking place inside of it. You cannot have a major hub that is doing such mass transportation for the public. And I think we is probably the third or not third, the first largest one in the region, right? Citygate. And there's no management. There's no proper security aspect, and we're trying to work on that. And
but who does Citygate come under? Who does Citygate is under who? The government or one of them?
Well, the government has a right, and in law, they're supposed to provide a place for you to work your trade and apply for hire. But what's happening now, we have an arrangement where we are on the lands there with PTSC, and we're sharing those lands.
Right.
And that was a situation that developed because the Maxis and them were, in their humble view, causing some issues in the capital city. And that is why they moved
us. Charlotte Street,
they moved us and they moved Yellow Band and put us in a compound. Yellow Band and them have a different arrangement, which is the ideal arrangement that we sought in to more or less reach and aspire to.
Oh yeah, this nice place where
Again, it's nice.
Did you get nice?
To a certain extent, and the members right now putting in some work to enhance it, and we're getting a little stumbling.
But you only need to pay a fee to be there or something?
Well, right now, I could tell you as it is, because sometimes when we come on this program, we just hear people saying, oh, all of the pay nothing, all of the pay. Right now, for almost a year now, the members have been paying the $2 to the association, and we have done a lot of work in terms of injecting that fund back in to the compound and into the benefit of the
some
commuters.
People might say $2, but how many maxis are the Red Band maxis they have out there? $2 a maxi. I mean, $2?
Well, in our view, it's per trip. And when you check that per trip, it adds
$2
up
per trip. So every time you come in.
Yes. So it adds up. And I could tell you right now, we're finishing a project right now. And you will be astonished that we're finishing a project right now where we're making toilet available to the drivers 24 hours, something that was never done from the inception of Citygate. We there almost 28 years. And it had not toilet facilities 24 hours to male or female. We have some of our drivers using the bin, using bucket, using bag, and right now we, with the help of the members, putting in that in place where it's a card system that the toilet will be available 24 hours. We didn't come and ask the government for that. We didn't come cap in hand begging.
Right.
The members decide that we stand up here for 3-4 hours of the day and collect that $2 and make that available.
Well, yeah, nothing wrong with that. I mean, the government, I mean, you know, sometimes we think we just want the government, but really, a lot of things we just have to do ourselves. If you really want that, the comfort and the convenience now, you know, because I don't know where they had us be at.
Well, that is the mindset the association and the members have right now, that we're looking to do these things well, but we just still get this stumbling block where now we're doing it physically and we're asking permission to put some infrastructure so that it will be collected automatically, and we're hearing all kind of talk about heritage site, we're hearing all kind of talk about how you're going to use state land and state resources for a private entity. But the last time I checked, living here in Trinidad, the whole point leases is state land and state resources. Even when you look at the desalination cut, the shale cut, the plant that is supplying water for the shortfall from Wassa, that plant is built on state land. The resources, there is a foreign company come and build that plant, and they're using the seawater, which is in the maritime borders of Trinidad and Tobago. They're using those water to bring it to the pipe-borne water to make it for the plant, available to the plant, and for domestic use, and selling it back to the government. But so when the Maxi looking to do something, is a problem and an issue. But we have expatriates coming here and using state resources. We're looking to start back up Petrochin. That is state land and state resources going to a foreign company to do whatever they're to do and to again generate an income and make a profit. And but when the Maxi man looking to do something, is a problem. On the same land that we've been occupying for X amount of years, and looking to better ourselves and circumstances, we hear in heritage.
So government come, government go under. Well, this will come under the Ministry of Works and Transport, right?
Of course.
All right. Of course, you're talking to them, and what are they saying?
Well, that's what I'll explain to you.
Yeah.
Is that stumbling block and is heritage site, is can I use state resources for that in a practical capacity? But all governments, if you do the research, you'll see throughout the world moving to PPP.
Mm-hmm.
Public private partnership,
mm-hmm.
the government, and that's what we're doing technically, you know.
Yeah.
We're doing that for 10 years, all through the COVID, when the asked us, he was the only meeting, they asked us to come down to 50% capacity because we're in a pandemic.
Mm.
We didn't shirk responsibility, we didn't run from it.
I agree with it.
We went with it, and that 50% cut was at the our income end, you know.
Mm.
We take that hit for how much months. We operational costs didn't go down, you know. We stick with it, and now we're asking you to say, all we're asking for in most of the issues that we have here, all we're asking for is permission to do certain things.
So I said they get all those problems. People who rent in City Gate, because they have a lot of businesses in the City Gate there. I mean, who gets that money? What are PTSC?
The bulk of what you're seeing is by PTSC.
PTSC?
The bulk of
PTSC owns that, and then you all own the.
We're on the next side, and we're now trying to do a little thing, and still is a problem. But I'm telling you, I done. Does come, and I'm seeing here a new dawn and a new era coming. And I'm just going to say this. Jog your memory, it had a time when it had a total day of policing. Be warned that the united front that you're seeing here in the Maxi fraternity, it may come a day of total no Maxi. Be right. Careful.
All right, so we talked to Red Band, Yellow Band. We talk now. What's going on, sir?
Right. I bring the concerns of the rest of routes that isn't here today.
Yeah.
So we have with the Green Band, they want a Maxi stand in Shogunas.
In Shogunas.
And Curep.
And Curep, yeah, that Curep, they're just on that side street.
And I understand we have a lot of illegal activities going on that stand. That is the cry of the guys when the night come.
Yeah.
Right? You cannot leave your Maxi unattended in the stand.
Yeah.
So you, in that hot sun, you have to sit there with your vehicle. And if you don't move and the police come, you can be given a ticket.
But in terms of Curep, where do you suggest they put a proper stand in Curep?
Well, you see, the thing is that Curep, most of these guys and them, what they want is a building over their heads for about 3 maxis, 4 maxis, so that when you come up, your bus can cool down, the passengers can sit, and they're just sitting in this hot sun. But there is.
Well, some people might say a Maxi air condition with a hot sun.
But you know it is to pack up in a Maxi, the only and the engine running.
True.
You know what is the cost factor? You know how much a gas a Maxi? You know how much a compressor for a Maxi, brother?
I hear you.
Right? So they want that in Curep and Shogunas. They have problems with the pH and the white van issue in San Fernando.
Right.
To Shogunas, right? We have the black van. They have a transit hub. They want that covered also, right? And the businessmen down there, no matter where they put the vehicles, the businessmen complain and they move them.
Black van is where?
Princeton.
Princeton, okay.
Right? They come from Princeton to Grandy and back to Sando, right? And they have no, the amenities is, but God knows these places. We have the we have also my Yellow Band section that he's speaking about, right?
Yeah.
Myself and this gentleman, we spoke to the commissioner of police along with another member from Myers, Mr. Shah.
Right.
And we were given the assurance that that would be a thing of the past. We were also told that, fortunately, the gentleman was a former taxi driver. And that was nice. So for 2 weeks was Christmas.
All right.
And after that, well, boy, carnival comes, so old mass start back. You know?
Yeah.
So we have that problem. My members are suffering at the hands of these guys. We are suffering. We are asking for some sort of redress. And in general, as the president of the Association of Maxi Taxis, that day is coming when transportation in this country that do a lot for GDP, don't let them fool you, you know.
Yeah.
Most out of the times, When a man land in Trinidad, is a taxi man or a maxi man he meets and drop him back, you know. Whether it's a tourist man, whoever it is, we sell this country, you know. Them just yap, 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 yap. But if you come in, if you come in Piako Airport and you meet a taxi man in a bad mood,
yeah,
what's happened to your country when he goes back?
Mm-hmm.
You understand? How much of them come and there is anything in place to train maxi men in these sort of things? You understand? You have to make noise. Look at Tobago. You had a cruise ship coming in here. And when he reached it, I know maxi.
Yeah, boy. I remember.
Why?
But from the inception of the introducing maxi taxis in Trinidad and Tobago, I mean, won't all these things discussed and talk about, we need a... Well, I mean, I know the thing used to be on the side street and thing, but I guess we just put it and never really put things in place, boy. And we just like to do things in this country as we go along, you know?
Why it is, we cannot, and this was offered to the government, run a high occupancy vehicle route from San Fernando to Port of Spain, where on a morning from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock, you have maxis down there, where people park, jump in this maxi, and you see the right-hand lane coming up the road on the highway?
Mm.
You start with one or two policemen on motorbike or car in front, and they're clearing that road and bringing them maxis up, that these all these cars coming up here. Go in England where the Blackwall Tunnel is.
Mm.
You pass in there 8 o'clock in the morning and you might see two lanes going one way. And when you come back, you see two lanes going the other way because the motorbike men change it around. We could do that. We could do these things. These are things that were offered to the government for free. On a morning at 5 o'clock, you're telling me we can have 25, 30 maxis park up right there? And this butter we coming down to tongue by?
Yeah.
You know what it is to be in a line in some traffic coming up the road and they can't go away, and then maxis and them just passing it like a bullet coming up the road by? Why it is? What is wrong with that?
Well, I mean, I know they feel I might add to the... Well, I know you said, but we have a lane for them, but I mean, by this country, we're not too mature enough for that, but...
I feel so.
Yeah, I feel so. I mean, what you're enough for that? Look at the things like it have a lane for cyclists and things going on the savannah. They just want to bounce down the cyclists, all kind of thing. We ready for them kind of...
Listen, all you have to do is by every entrance to come onto the highway, you have a sign that telling you... Blinking,
maxis only?
Well, you would see before you come out, this sign will indicate to you that the HOV is in operation.
Yeah.
So you know that right-hand lane is... You understand what I'm saying?
And then they had to really widen the highway for that to happen.
Widening the highway is what causing people to buy more cars.
Why? Mm. It really. So what's the way this all intended? So I mean, this day a shutdown or whatever you all want to do. If that is what you have to do to get the attention, I mean, you know, so be it. But what can be done before that to get your message across?
Well, let me interject a bit here. You made mention there just now about the genesis of the maxi taxi industry, and really and truly, they would not have been able to outline all the details because we are progressing, all right? At the time they would have introduced the maxi service, we didn't have so much commuters, let me put it that way, at the time, all right? The population has grown.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing about it is...
But the thing is, when things grow in, you I mean, I know you're talking about we adjust things before. You don't wait till your child reach... 10 years to change the shoes?
Well, the Maxi Association have been proactive in doing their homework in setting things in place, just as he would have explained to you a short while ago about the right lane, the use of that lane.
Yeah.
The Maxi Association has been constantly thinking and working and submitting plans and proposals to the ministry to help them along in us trying to improve the whole transportation sector in this country. And I'm saying it boldly, the maxi industry, the maxi association can speak about it because the percentage of people that we move every day at every on every route is a big contribution. We are moving over 70% of this country in both directions every day. So proposals have been put in place. We're not saying that every proposal is correct as right, but not until you begin to implement some of these proposals, then you would be able to see avenues to be able to further improve. But when you're presented with proposals and you shelve that, and you come back out 2-3 years after, 5 years after, and pull out just two parts of it as if it was your your idea, and you're not doing it in its fullness, we're not going anywhere. Hmm. We're not going anywhere. So the fact that we are not just saying we want to take a position because you're not doing anything. We're taking a position because we have been doing our homework. We have been making presentations. We have been making proposals, and we are
They're not listening. They're not listening.
Look, I am listening to Comrade Knights here speaking. And, you know, it's a sad thing because Max is here since 1979, right? For around 30 years, the yellow band. You passed by the yellow band stand, right?
Yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. We are there. We have a lease for that place, you know, brother.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lease, right? We pay our own light bill. We pay water rate, everything. Wi-Fi, telephone, everything, mm-hmm. everything. We have a gym there, my brother.
Our gym?
We have a gym there, brother.
Okay.
We have a conference room.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lunch room. You understand?
My South Kida?
Yeah, South Kida, in that little thing there.
Okay.
In that, what else call it, long time, that drooper. Mm-hmm. We have all that there.
Mm-hmm.
So there is precedent. You understand? Why it is you can't pass it on? Why are you telling me about heritage site? We're not interfering with the building? What foolishness is that? We're telling me about heritage site. Heritage site. You see what PTSD did inside our building? How to renovate inside our building?
Mm.
If it's a heritage site, you can't be. You're renovating. What it is?
So it's like they don't want you all to have the
land. Don't want us to have it, brother.
Mm.
We had a committee that used to meet under Minister Marvin Gonzalez when he was working Ministry of Works.
Yeah.
And I commented him just now.
Mm.
Marvin Gonzalez when he was working Ministry of Works. He was then the Minister of Public Utilities.
Mm.
He's the Minister now of National Security.
Right.
And that paper was in the rubbish bin. Them fellas used to meet all the time.
Mm.
We have a Minister of National Security now that should understand what it is going on with my members outside here. He was a legal advisor in the Ministry of Works and Transport for about 10 years.
Because right now, they're supposed to be like, you know, when you're going away and you get a gray on bus, like when you go...
But the only thing gray wrong is people getting gray at fast with pressure, yes?
Nice, you're going to a nice place and nice lineup, all the place situated and thing. But we can't be nice over
here. We call it on Minister Marvin Gonzalez.
Hmm.
We don't have to come and tell you what is the problem. You know the problem. Handle that. Handle that, my brother.
I want to say something.
And I will say this to add to this. He being very, what I can say about it, he being very conservative in terms of the achievement of the association of Maxi Taxi and Maxi Taxi Fraternity. This media house, if they go in the archives, they will see a report that then published where there was a stunt that came out from the association of Maxi Taxi in terms of partnering with the IDB and making the IDB report talking about mass transportation in Trinidad and Tobago, recommending a bus route lane or a bus route network throughout the island, because the concept behind that, the ministry could govern that in terms of not having it overpopulated with vehicles, and that way it will never have no traffic jam on it. It's a simple idea. He gave you another solution.
They said that they wanted to bring up for it to pay a toll. Are they willing to do that?
But that's what we just do any bus route right now.
Mm.
We just pay a toll on that bus route because the bus route is a toll system.
Mm.
We just pay to use that. I go call the figure, but we just pay it.
Right.
And we have been paying it for many years. And it's not an issue.
Mm.
And he gave a solution there. If infrastructure to put into place is a problem, you have a solution where you could use this for the time being until you go further and do something better.
Mm.
And people willing to accept that. Because people are, we have to come to realize, people frustrated with the traffic situation in this country. You know?
Well, yeah.
They're frustrated, you know. They're stressed out. And I got to tell you this, I don't have a crystal ball, but based on what I've seen happening outside, it coming to be that maybe just now they might tell the citizens and them that they will have to pay a tax to come into Port of Spain because the congestion getting so bad, you know.
English style.
That in America, that in England already, you know.
Congestion tax.
We congestion tax, you know.
Yeah.
Because again, for years the government saying they want to decentralize the business activities in the country, and it's moving very, very slow. Every Monday morning, people have to come in town to the Attorney General office. Every Monday morning, they have to run up in town to do something. Why? Why?
Somebody's saying here, where I live, right, we don't have any taxis. So we have to be grateful for the PH. We had PTSD buses, but the road so bad, they stopped the buses, right? And the PH, too, really and truly, is a necessary evil. But we had to learn to coexist and right is right and wrong.
No evil is necessary, my brother. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you
why
something.
Why there are some places the PHO go that you all don't go on regular taxes?
Why?
Don't go.
Why? Go and tell the police that. Go and tell the police that. If it's bad enough, if it's bad enough that we can't go there, why?
No, not bad enough for because maybe the area itself bad, but because all they wouldn't go in them kind of, you know.
But the places Maxi used to go long time. The places Maxi used to go long time and PH take it over. All in the back of Kokorita and thing, men used to go up and settle there.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? I hear your cry, you know? But I am also saying we offered the state to put three persons in place and all them PH man bring them before, right? Mm. But you have to bring somebody from the community to speak on your behalf, right? So we have Mr. Knight here, old foul thief, and so forth and so forth. And Mr. Knight's pulling ball, right? He had one or two little convictions. And Mr. Archibald, who is the priest in the area, or the pastor, or the pundit, comes with Mr. Knight before this committee and produce a case of Mr. Knight, and you start up Mr. Knight with a six-month taxi badge.
Mm.
If he gets past that, you give him a year, and so you bring him into the system. But we ain't talking by joke here now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that them fellas and them, the Suarez brothers, went and leave some of them down here.
Right? Well, it seems like you all have everything. I mean, but I really don't know why is it. Well, why is it you think that they're not listening and they're not willing to take any
because
of your recommendations?
Because it coming from a Maxi man and it free. That is the most important thing.
Well,
it's not a consultant.
Well, get somebody to represent you then.
Why I must do that, boy?
Hmm?
Why I must do that? It still come back to them taking it.
Sometimes they want to see that person with that suit and tie. I don't know.
Boy.
You know?
But brother, we have something called an advisory committee that's supposed to meet every month and bring the problems of the Maxi Association to the government. Hmm. We had three representatives. It come down to two.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And I am telling you, over 10 years ago, we offered the government something called a checkered ban. Right? Mm. So this checkered ban is a different color ban to the six that we have.
Yeah.
It's a checkered ban.
And I won't go away anyway.
No. You are assigned to a route.
Mm-hmm.
So you might be able to work Lupino.
Mm-hmm.
You might be able to work Cora.
Mm-hmm.
You might do the Grandi to Toko. An extension of the route.
Mm-hmm.
And that over 10 years now, and we're still waiting on that.
Mm.
It is written and everything, I understand it somewhere in cabinet.
Mm.
I don't know if all the rest are glass brick and whatever it is, but the cabinet still. Mm. I don't know, brother. I really don't know what's going on in this place.
Right.
Mm. No, you must understand that. Mm. This checkered ban you're talking about, currently white buses operating there. No?
Yeah.
It's not that. It's not that we want to just get rid of people, you know.
Yeah, that's what
but
I make
we are seeking ways to regularize things and bring it in the system that we maintain some sort of order.
Mm-hmm.
How comfortable can one feel when you go to a PH, man driving slippers, man three-quarter pants, man pants under the bottom, man driving in a vest?
I'm asking a question there. That might think. Do Maximum, you pay taxes? Are taxes paid?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
I pay.
Mm, okay.
Mine's current.
Mm-hmm. But do all, the majority of people pay taxes?
Especially with the Revenue Authority coming on stream,
mm-hmm.
we advise we members, all of them, to take advantage of the amnesty that was just taking place with us now,
mm-hmm.
and to make sure that the house in order. And I could tell him mine.
But could that have been a problem before? You know, sometimes when you're not paying taxes, that doesn't take you on seriously.
No. That's not the problem. The problem is political will and understanding that transportation is integral in the growth of the economy and stabilization of the day-to-day operation. If you pull away Maxis right now and taxis, what will happen?
Mm.
You tell me how the nurses going to come to work, how the doctors going to work, how the children going to come to school, how the teachers, how are we going to function? You telling me?
Mm.
As he hinted earlier, we pay a serious part of the GDP. And you will take that simple. Maxi taxis finance and keep afloat on the mainstream, on the upstream part of the economy. We're talking about the banks, the credit unions, and all these financiers and them. Because Maxi men and them take loan for Maxis, we take loan for mortgage, and so forth. And on the downstream, we take care, we pay for the vehicles through the car dealers. Mm. We also pay for the mechanics. We go by the condition man. We go. And if I give you some of them figures, you will shock. So we have a serious network intertwined in the economy that we're supporting seriously. And for some reason, they're not paying attention to understanding that.
You have a car? Mm-hmm. I'm asking you a question.
If I have a car?
Yeah. How much you feel for a compressor for your car?
How much I feel for a compressor? Yeah, trying to avoid it.
Yeah, but what do you think for the price of a compressor?
The compressor for my car will be a good 2,000 and change or something.
Tell him what's the compressor for a
company. Going in the company, almost $20,000.
$20,000.
For a compressor? $20,000 for a compressor. Yeah, you could get 10. You could, and the Maxi carry two. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When we buy a Maxi here, brother, before we get the Maxi, the government get the tax, you know. Now we come in to assist the government. The transportation is for the government. Eh?
Yeah.
We assisting the government here, and the first thing them does do is take out the taxes. You understand what I'm saying? What kind of madness is that?
All right, folks, if anybody have any suggestions, just 627-3223. 627-3223. Maybe some other Maxi men out there listening. You know what I mean? And of course, people could hit us up on the WhatsApp too. We're in a different studio today, folks, so don't mind what they're seeing on the live stream. We're doing some repairs in the other studio. 306-1065. I mean, it could something that could affect everybody. I mean, you know, anybody if they Maximum and them shut down, people might say, boy, I go think I'm gonna take a bus and I go think and this and that. But
take a bus, boy?
You know. I don't know. You know. Some people might say, you know what, some people might say, some people, there's no self them PH men coming out. There's no self them white man and them coming out. But they really should do something about the, it's just unfair to you all, I know, that the white band and stuff able to, because I see them in town, especially by KFC there.
Yeah, picking up all the time.
And, you know, you're not allowed
to
come into there.
You know what's a laughable thing?
Mm.
I remember the government brought some people here a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we met them down by the stadium, where that place down there is, Marriott's. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we spoke to them as Maxi men during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I told them, I say, is it all right that in the night I can come back and give you a little tour of Trinidad free of charge?
Mm-hmm.
And they say yes. It was for transport people.
Right.
And all I did, my brother,
mm-hmm.
is take them and carry them by the roundabout in KFC.
Right,
by KFC.
Okay.
Mm. And they couldn't believe their eyes.
Mm.
They couldn't believe their eyes. And you know what they couldn't understand? When I showed them that anything P is private and anything H, you know what they couldn't understand? Mm. That the police was passing up and down, and they run nobody. Mm. And when the H car come, the P car was getting the passengers before the H car. Mm. Them foreigners couldn't believe that.
Yeah. But the police.
The videotape to carry back in the country. Mm. The videotape to carry back in the country. Mm. Then bankrupt where you see transportation is concerned.
Right, somebody said a suggestion to the Maxi drivers not to stay 5 feet away from the sidewalk when picking up passengers. Pull on the side. So I could pass, please, thanks.
Appreciated. Okay. Understood.
Right.
We are humans, my brother. We understand that.
Mm. But if it had proper markings and things, well, that's not every time you go remember that, you know what I mean? But
brother, let me tell you something. You see all them people who talking?
Mm.
I mean, this is not a right thing, eh? But how much people die when the year come in accident in Maxis?
Mm.
How much?
Yeah, don't hear that sort at all.
Come now, man, and all. Let us call with the worst set of drivers. And when you look, you see the statistics coming out from the peak and thing. All is the most dangerous set of drivers it have out.
Dangerous, boy. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell the Maxi men their thanks for all of the good work that they have done. I have been unable to patronize since about almost 40, 50 years now because, you know, I have done other arrangements. But when I did travel with you all off and on, it was great. In San Fernando to Pinal, of course. But, you know, we have an economic ecosystem here where everybody serves a purpose. And to say if the Maxi man pulls away, how the nurse will get to go to work. If the nurse pulls away, she's not traveling. And when something happens, she's not there. You know, we can't plug one thing out and say, well, we are the most important part. Without going into details, there was an argument between the various parts of the human body, and I wouldn't want to tell you which part won. We can't go down that road. I understand you have grievances, but nobody should see himself as more important than any other when everything is interlinked. I will take your comment on that. Thank you.
I agree.
All right, yeah, go ahead.
All right, I agree with you, sir. But as I am also telling you, as the president of the association, we are under stress, and we are the loop. But I don't know how to call it, you know, boys. I tell you some words that not nice, and my grandchildren listening. But we are the end. We are the bottom of this ladder. You understand? We carry. Let me tell you something. We carry lives. You see, just how you telling me the nurse. You see how you talking to me about the nurse? That we need the nurse to save lives? We actually carry lives in our hand. We don't carry pig, you know. We don't carry dog. We just carry lives. We just carry more than the pilot. We just carry more than the pilot. And down here is worse than up there. Up there he's by himself with 100 and something. A maximum carry that when the day come. Every day, when a pilot don't make a certain amount of hours, he has to stop. Same thing with a maxi, but the maxi is continuous every day. So we understand what you're saying. You took it that way. But I am explaining what the gentleman is saying. And the gentleman is saying that, yes, we carry the nurses, we carry the doctors, the intern, yes. And if we leave them out, okay. But just so, also, we carry lives. We carry lives, my brother.
Yeah, man, everybody is somebody out there.
Everybody is somebody.
One of my concerns in the maxis, by the crime, by it goes on in the maxi sometimes, you know. People getting robbed in the maxi.
That's what I'm telling you.
I've spoken to Barney numerous times about cameras in the maxi, thing this, that. I don't know why they can't have some sting operations in the maxi. It'd be nice, some undercover police driving up and down, you know, in the maxis. You know what I mean? It should, as a matter of fact, it should have a maxi taxi or a transport surveillance unit where they go, you know, go in maxis, taxis, buses, whatever, and, you know, try to catch people. I'm sure they could catch real criminals just coming in a bus and just searching, you know?
It's ironic that you would have talked about cameras in the buses, because we have started to install cameras in the buses. And you know, we experience a hurdle in getting that approved by the Ministry of Works and Transport.
A hurdle?
I must give kudos to Mr. Clive Clark, who would have took this as a private project and look into it and saw the benefit of it. Because we have to start somewhere, and we started with the cameras. It cannot save lives. However, it can give a recording of actually what would have actually go on.
Yeah, you could be looking for somebody, and you know, you see that pity of that CCTV, pity of them from the maxi, they might be taking a maxi. Hello, good afternoon.
Base, good afternoon to you. Good afternoon to you, gentlemen. Lovely program. Here's my thing, eh? I hear the fellas on them, and they have genuine concerns. The problem is, you all have the wrong structure. Now, guys, all over the world, one of the major areas of transportation, isn't it privatized? Hello?
Well, yeah. Yes, it's privatized. Yes. Yeah,
right. Now, here's my thing, eh? You just throw away the whole question of the transit system, which it is an emblem of the city, but it needs upgrading. Every transit system outside is under a corporation equivalent to the mayoral district in Grand Central and so on. The district responsible for that, and people pay the taxes. In Trinidad, let me be short, if people don't pay to live and operate in the cities, you fellas will be at a downside. Another thing, every taxi driver wants to be in the city. So you have to get a taxi stand for him in the city. Why not from transit hub to transit hub, and then the PH guy take people to the town? Everybody want to be in town, and that's the problem. So let me end. I think you said that you have an advisory board. To me, your advocacy system need a little upgrading, right? You need to have a proper board and that kind of thing, and I think that will be better. And you talk about the revenue authority. All this, those things will be incorporated. In Trinidad, if people pay the correct amount of taxes, you could get police, you could get everybody. But you know, at the end of the day, nobody wants to pay, but they want returns. And one thing, I know taxi drivers, they register as a business, and they get loans, and that's allowed by other areas. So you people living a good life. But to me, you all have to recreate a better advisory committee to manage your cause, and I think you all will be more fruitful. But good program, eh? Good program.
Right, yeah. Yes, man, Rowley Jr. You watch me, he like in bird brother, you know, tax.
Like that. Oh, you know the guy?
Yeah, he's right, Rowley Jr. I'm just
Let me put something to you that was given by my comrade and former president of the Red Band Association. We offer the government to use the PTSC compound, that when the maxis come in, there are maxis inside that compound self to carry you through Port of Spain. These maxis will be energy efficient maxis, like hybrid maxis, like CNG maxis, no diesel. No diesel. Mm. So when you reach in town, you come from Point, you come from wherever, and you land in town, you then see the sign, number one, that is going to carry St. Vincent Street, Abercrombie Street, around the Savannah. So you get that. You understand what I'm saying? Number two will carry there. Number three, you take that, and these maxis will be... You don't need these people parking up in the center of the city, because you can get it right there.
We're encouraging laziness there too.
This is how it's supposed to be.
I know, but the city already too congested with cars and all kinds
of things. But this is why we are saying that. Let me tell you something. Before you come out city gate, you know where the hospital taxis are?
But they're supposed to be. Well, they used to be by Express House, right? Outside of by Express House.
You know, before you meet that, you meet a PH man right outside the city.
Yeah, well, he was
hospital.
There.
Hospital. How that man up there go eat a food?
Mm.
And that's how we just call it. Not do his business, you know.
Yeah.
Not do his business, you know. Eat a food. When Maxis came in this country, my brother, what was the price of a Big Maxi? $65,000. Mm-hmm. What is the price of a present Maxi now?
A Big Maxi was $65,000?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what is the present price of a Maxi now? Give me a guess.
A Big Maxi now?
Yeah.
A Big Maxi now could be more than $500,000.
Oh, $650,000.
Yeah.
Mm. And his insurance is 10% to start.
And you still have to pay for the band still?
That's right.
So on top of that, so if your Maxi already have a band, you still have to pay for a band? I don't know how this works.
No, well, it's not an element. You have to pay for the replacement in terms of getting into the system. In terms of getting into the system,
yeah.
You have to purchase a Maxi, and you're purchasing basically the H rights to be able to operate as a Maxi.
So that's what you call a ban.
So that's what a ban. So it's a replacement. Yeah. So you're coming into the system.
Before, the system was like this, right? You have a piece of paper, and you get a man at 20,000, and you never put it on nothing, and the next man buy it for 25. And you never put it on nothing, and the next man buy it for 30. Now you have to purchase a Maxi.
Right.
A Maxi. The association stop that stupidness. You have to purchase a Maxi.
Right. So you cannot buy a white Maxi and just say buy a band.
No.
Them white thing and buy a band and paint it.
We don't have stupidness, man.
Yeah. But I did ask you when you were your partner before was talking about tax. I did ask you if you always pay taxes. But and if you're paying your taxes, well, you know what I mean? You should get better treatment than that, man. Hello, good afternoon. Hello?
Good afternoon, comrade.
Yeah, man, yeah.
Like you have an issue with the congestion in the cities and too much cars.
For me, of course.
That could be solved. Let people pay a congestion tax. If you want to come in the city before 10 in the morning, there should be a price associated with entering the city. And you will have a lot of people parking their cars somewhere else because they don't want to pay that congestion tax. And they will jump in the maxis or whatever other means, right? But to avoid that congestion in the city and all that, there is something called a congestion tax. It's in London, it's in New York. All the major cities around Western Europe are making their cities car unfriendly, and we need to do that. Take care. Bye-bye.
Well, I don't have to do congestion. I don't even park any car park here. I just park my car and walk, right? People feel like I don't even have a car. I just park my car and walk because me and everybody don't have traffic to come in town and come out of town a whole half an hour and all kind of thing. That's ridiculous.
The previous caller spoke a little while ago and he made an expression about let the PH bring people into town.
Mm-hmm.
A little while ago, the comrade spoke about the checkered band.
The checkered band
was designed to bring people out of the off-road areas onto the mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
So you're bringing people out to Lopino, out to Toko Blanchichez, you're bringing them out up inside of Mount Hope.
But yeah, and where you're putting them on the just on the main road on the bus route?
You're bringing them on the priority
on
bus route.
On the bus route.
That is where the main hub is.
Mm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Rather than
rather than 1,500 vehicles coming to Port of Spain all at one time.
But Trinidadians have a way too, boy. I mean, even with, they suggest carpooling and thing. Watch my dear, that neighbor, you and your neighbor will be going the same place. Everybody want to drive their own car. That's how it is.
Well, on that note, one of the things, I should say two of the things that, that promoting congestion, people are buying more cars because of the crime situation.
Mm-hmm, right, yeah.
Security is to be able to move backward and forward, right? And another reason people are buying vehicles is because of the transport situation.
Yeah.
We keep saying to you all that we have submitted proposals time and time again to improve this transport system in this country. He asked us now if it is the Maxi is a private enterprise. It is. All the vehicles are privately owned, and you must give kudos to them because they are privately owned and they are maintained, well maintained, you know. Take a look at PTSC. PTSC fleets, I don't know how long buses last, a fleet of buses would last.
Yeah.
Right? They just give it just a slight idea of what an AC compressor would cost. But you have to understand the amount of money spent in maintenance, and not just maintenance, the stringent inspections that we have to go through. The PH man don't have that, you know. Anybody could go and buy 5-10 teeter and put it on the road, you know. Yeah?
Yeah, boy. So seeing that we have a new minister of national security that was involved in your ministry before, I mean, he should be, like you say, he should be able to seek your interests and do something about, you know, especially with the white band maxis that you're talking about coming into Port of Spain.
Well, the thing about it, as my comrade expressed, the president of the association of Maxi Taxi, Mr. Marvin Gonzalez was there. I'm calling him out because we reached a stage now where we ain't scared. I mean, if you notice in the conversation here, when we speak certain things, we even use the word allege. Because when we're talking facts. And we prepare to we reach a point that we're going to be radical in certain instances to get things done and get things moving because we know it's in the best interest. So he was at the ministry for many years. He knows the system, right? He knows what is affecting. And again, if we jog back with Angela Barrett, I don't want to call people name out to really bring up any sentimental things, but we know how the country felt when that issue happened with that game. We know the cry, and we know what was the reason why that was allowed for that to be how it is. We don't want that to be occurring. And if you look right now, there's data to prove missing. It had children going to school, and in the school compound, they're being taken, you know. Is a Maxi doing that? A red band doing that? A yellow band doing that? A green band doing that? Asking. No.
True.
And again, it's not that we're trying to say that we're against anybody. We're trying to be a responsible organization to say, hey, there's a framework. Come in the framework.
Exactly.
Come in the framework so that everybody will have some level of accountability, yes. And we will move the people and people will feel safe. Again, I would just touch on this simple thing. It's so, and me and you had a discussion a little time back. It's so mind-boggling that the main transit hub in these areas, you don't have, we just come out of Carnival, you don't have scanners in it to give people some sense of security that when you come in this hub and you leave, that you wouldn't have a knife, you wouldn't have a gun boarding a Maxi to go up your road for it to be robbed. You don't have that? Okay, on the road, you will talk about putting other measures in place. And the Maxi man, together with the association, will look at other measures, putting a panic button, and so forth. But you're talking about the transit hub where the government has authority, has responsibility from. They're not seeing it fit to put some measures and mechanisms in place to deal with
that. You don't even see police down by City Gate. You don't even see police. I mean, where's the security down there?
Look how much time we talk about stop and search. How much time we go talk? How much time we go break? All we're missing for
you're
now.
You're going Grand Central, Port Authority. Anyway, you're seeing police.
It's right to put on a uniform and get a charge for impersonating a police officer. Because that's where the matter reach to.
Right. Hello, good afternoon.
Add a call back. The gentleman made a point about be proud that he owns a private thing. I mean, come on. You choose a job, you choose a job, respectfully. My thing is that I think you're all missing the point about a lot of things you're calling for. Base spoke to about cost alignment regardless of what you all pay. Now, it's not always asking what people pay. It's not about you all alone. It's about the traveling public and businesses. And I'll repeat, if people don't pay, you talk about government transit hub that you all are using as a cost. What about your transit hub? In places, I want to repeat, you have, if you have hub to hub with the whole question of you paying the state for what you have under your own ownership and everything, that's what happened outside there. And before I go, I think you guys should revisit or get a city model similar to ours and bring it to the government through a proper advisory committee. And I think you all could make some headway, not only for Port of Spain, all over, because here is the thing. You are seeing about when you all finish work, but there's no concern when you all finish as to how people return in certain districts. That and all should be a consideration for all associations. So it's a national concern, and you all should have more a national drive towards transportation from the private level and from the public level. But good program.
Go ahead. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you raised that point, right? Why it is we not working late, brother? Why it is we not working? This place lawless, brother. You want me to work in the night? Listen to me. Only I don't understand. I'm a bandit. I stand up on the corner. It have a car come down with four. He carrying four. It have a seven-seater coming down. And it have a maxi with 25. A sure. Again, 25 phones. Man don't walk here without a phone. You know? Long time man used to walk with a Bible. The Bible now is the phone, you know, brother. You're talking about helping ourselves. We are the yellow band. Was the project that they started with. They started with us and they stopped. In 1995, they brought Citygate and they were put there and they were promised that they will manage themselves. And the same government that put them there, telling them now that you can't do nothing for yourself because it's a heritage site.
So why put them there in the first place?
I don't know. You know, these things are some legal complications in it, you know. What they were dealing with then, they're dealing with different people now. I don't know if you know, but the Association of Maxi Taxis is the six routes in Trinidad and Tobago. Yellow, red, green, black, brown, and blue. And from each of these routes, we have two persons coming forward to form the Association of Maxi Taxi to look after these people. Like you have Trinidad American Football and you have FIFA. This association is corrupt. But I am telling you, the government going to feel the rot of this association. They're going to feel it. And we have all right now, because the man that have us where we are right now is Marvin Gonzalez.
All right. What about Tobago, boy? Any cries in Tobago?
Well, you know Tobago, the cruise ship come.
Oh, yeah.
They was asking for more maxis because they don't have enough. Mm. The man who bringing them in saying they ain't getting enough maxis, Tobago had to strike. Or drop the hand, or where you want to call it, to get more maxis. I think since then, they get about 17 more maxis.
Mm.
Right? Thanks to RSCDPS and the TC. Also, our problem is not only the licensing office, you know. It's the licensing office. It's the police. It's Jack Warner police. Where you just call them all about the place, the traffic warden. You're not going and you put all them boroughs on them, you put a set of police. But like them, is only market police. You understand? In the city, we walk in coming here, brother, and the amount of feces we had to jump over on the pavement in my country.
Yeah, boy.
In my country, in my city,
I don't know what
something
driving
wrong
town
with people here.
This place is Port of Spain is disgusting. I just walk through town. You see a new vagrant face almost every week, you know?
Yeah, if you see feces all over this place, yeah. What stupid is going on in this place?
Nothing.
We need to get this thing right. Mm. We need to get this thing right. There are a lot of low-hanging fruits. What about NIS? Mm. What about NIS to the maximum?
Mm.
What about NIS? Only how all kind of problem to pay people in NIS. And we willing to pay. You know what they do the red band? Yeah, what they did the red band?
Mm.
They make them put out the tent.
Yeah.
They make them put out the chair on the morning. And the getting membership to come because men want to pay NIS.
Right.
And then they call them and tell them we postpone that and they never come back.
Hmm. So no NIS, no thing, no kind of insurance. So what about insurance and thing? I mean for...
Well,
that's thing separate.
Brother, you see that, boy? Hmm. When you people charges, either you pay or you don't pay. That's where it reaches insurance.
Hmm.
Either you pay or you don't pay.
What type of insurance? Car?
No, I'm talking about for a maxi taxi, like in case of a you know, accident. Is that maxi taxi insurance?
But again, as I said, knowledge is things that you just had to bring out to the public. Mm. And I'm glad, as you mentioned, the insurance for the maxi taxi. Again, that again will push away the myth that maxis don't pay taxes.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a maxi taxi and you're getting an accident,
right,
you just have to go and file for your insurance to get the claim to sort out that.
Right.
Before you reach that, you know what you have to do? You have to get a VAT clearance letter.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't get a VAT clearance letter, mm-hmm, you will not get your claim settled. That VAT letter have to show that you have been compliant at tax for at least not more than 5 years. If you're more than 5 years, you will not get a VAT clearance letter, so you can't settle your insurance claim.
I think the answer your partner who call in the early time,
so when,
tax
when people saying these things, mm-hmm, again, they're not in it and they're not understanding it. And I'm like, I keep hearing my other brother
business
talking.
It's our business.
I keep hearing this other brother talking about we need to do other things and streamline and be adversity wrong. I could tell you, we are brain drained or lacking knowledge or lacking ideas. You know? Mm. And I could tell you from a document.
You're talking about that different like approach, like I said, somebody right. to represent all
this.
So
we have a documentation to show where we do studies, where we do surveys, comparative studies for all the issues that we're talking about.
Yeah. Right. Hello.
Okay, get a simple thing.
That's not. I think let's call it. Hello. Hello.
To the comrades there. I think you're somewhat misrepresenting the whole NIS concept. Now, if you're driving a maxi, right, and you're not, as a sole trader, you can't pay your own NIS. Yes, you can pay, but when the time comes, they give back your money some 20, 15 years down the road. But if you register a business as XY Transportation, you have a maxi, right, and you and your conductor or whatever, you set it up as a limited liability company. In that way, you and your conductor and whoever again will be working for that company. And it makes it easy. There's no problem in paying the national insurance. But as a sole trader, you can't do it. So you have to register a limited liability company in doing transport or something, and you would get to pay your national insurance. If you're going as a sole trader, you could pay, but when time comes for benefits, they'll give you back all that you put in. But again,
my brother, let me bring you up to
date. Watch what he responded.
My brother, concerning the NIS, right? I want to bring you up to date with that. The association met with the IRO actuaries around 2012 on self-employed for NIS, and several recommendations were accepted but never implemented. So we know what we're talking about. We know what we're talking about, and we know what it is that accepted that never implemented. So we ain't talking, you know, at the top of our heads. Right?
All right. So fellas, boy, what's the way forward? I mean, I'm giving everybody a chance to, you know, to respond going down the line. The way forward, where are we going from here? You know, all the concerns, all the complaints. What is the solution? Arezzo, before you take one more call there. Yeah, hello.
Hello, Bass.
Yes, sir.
Hi, to your guest there, but I'm listening with great interest to all here. I'm asking a question, right?
I know I have my phone will get cut off. Yeah, boy. Wait for the call back. Yes, partner. So the way forward. I mean, like I said, we know all the complaints, all the concerns, a lot of it. You know, take me over, call over.
But I could tell you from my point of view, respectfully, and with the help and the mercy and the grace of God, I have an assignment, and I took up this assignment because first and foremost, I will say it openly, based on my relationship that I have with God Almighty. Place that assignment in my mind and in my heart and my spirit, and I'm going to go through with it. And I'm going to say it here openly. The assignment is to finish some issues plaguing the red band maxi taxi fraternity and assist the maxi taxi industry on whole, however it be. And red band have some outstanding issues that have to be dealt with, and now is the time. Now is the time. And it's either we sit down and we discuss it as big people and see a way forward, or somehow or the other it's going to be implemented somehow or the other, illegally, by willingly or by force. Because we reach a point where at the end of the day, the members see the benefit of coming together. And what we're asking, and again, some people misunderstanding what we're saying, you know. A lot of what we're asking for here, what we're saying here for, is not a handout, you know. It's just permission to do the work.
Yeah,
we're willing to do the work, we're willing to do the
everything. They've been working, or they've been working.
And I will tell you this, a simple low-lying fruit right now, and it's that have data support. Obviously, we know driving too fast is a hazard, but there's also sufficient data to support. Driving too slow is also hazardous. You picture how we see now we opening up the highway in terms of, we realize that it needs more productivity in terms of removing all the lights and moving all these things. A driver drives from Port of Spain all the way to Point 14 at 65 miles per hour. You tell me what kind of stress you put in that individual under. 65 miles per hour? Talk about the vehicle. Me and go to the vehicle in terms of engineering of the vehicle. You running that vehicle on third gear because you can't go into fourth gear just so at 65. You have to run on third gear from Port of Spain down to Point 14 at 60 miles per hour.
Yeah, let me see if the man call him back there. Oh, no, English.
So it's these things where we're seeing as low-lying fruits, and we're not talking from a selfish point of view. We're talking from a responsible point of view and telling the people and them, hey, this here is non-productive. Look, we had a meeting the other day with the TC, and we started to interact with the Ministry of Transformation. And so many suggestions that we put forth from a maxi-taxi point of view is saying, hey, it needs to have balance and checks on our members, on our members. Our rogue members, we're not hiding in it and burying our head in the sand and saying,
they say the rogue members, or somebody
but it,
have rogue,
it will have drivers in all entity. And it will have in even companies.
For the spin to remember, we're not drop people.
It will have all kind of thing, all kind of the dress code not correct. We know this. They will stop close to the zebra crossing and they will understand that the zebra crossing have certain parameters and we will talk and we'll address these things.
All right. Hello. Let me just see this man call. Hello.
Biff.
Yeah.
I want to revisit the condition of the NIS because the guy not understanding what the guy said. As a sole trader, you cannot pay NIS for your working space. You have to cater to your personal insurance. With a limited liability company, you have to cater for the guy who, like the operator, you pay his NIS, but you take out your personal insurance. That's why your information wasn't accepted in 2012. Now, guys, you're calling for things, but there's a legal aspect of it that most countries over the world will not embrace. Nobody pays the personal insurance, personal NIS. That don't happen. And not only that, the risk you take in your personal space, you have to pay for that through your personal insurance. However, if you invite a man in your workspace, you have to pay his national insurance so that when anything happened to him, he could get money while he's home. Come on, guys. Don't song rabble-rousing. To come across as fellas who do research, people out here. But I'll listen to all you.
Let me engage. Oh, you gone? I'm going to engage him. What was said to the actuaries in 2012? You don't know. You don't know, right? What the recommendations that were given and accepted, you don't know. So how you could tell me like you're trying to show me off to be like a dunderhead? You don't know. Don't do me that, man. Don't do me that. You come in and pelt some big stone and run. Stand up and let me pelt back at you. What it is, you don't know.
But at the Yellow Band, our position is this. There's no need to reinvent the wheel. We already have a structure in place. We have a transport system in place, maxi, taxi, bus transportation. It is functional, but it needs to be upgraded. If one thinks that the PH has to be part and parcel of it, well, all right, we will withdraw. Let's see how much people the PH can pull. And it will be an opportune time for the powers that be to see actually who the PHs are. Because they continue to operate without, listen, these fellas don't even have proper, some of them I should say, don't even have proper insurance. And they run the route as if they own the tongue. And as I said to you, they can go into the inner cities where we are not able to go. Why? Because we are governed by the restrictions that is given by the transport ministry. So we operate within the parameters of the law. How are you going to glorify lawlessness and tell me this is the way to go? How do you want me to tell my grandchildren, accept what you see in there, that you don't have to be properly clothed as a driver? No.
impossible.
I think they should put probably some charge on the citizenry too. I mean, if you're from the city and you're going into one of these PHS, you will be charged. That's the only way. That's the only way, really. That's the only way, really, the thing over. Because them fellas ain't gonna stop.
Taxis in time past went off route. I'm gonna have a maxis went off route.
But off route where? That's some off road maxis not going.
Well, let me just take the West, for instance. Let me take Carnage. Maxis went up Landspeeder, up into the settlement. Up in Hague Street for a number of years. A number of things that would have caused that to cut off or reduce. One, I live Carnage and PH cars started to shuttle people from up inside Scorpion to the main road.
Aye.
It started out like that. No problem. The maxis on the road to pick you up, the taxis on the road to pick you up. The taxis still went off route.
Yeah.
No. With the amount of cars we have on the road now, you can't navigate as you used to. You can't go up Landspeeder Road just so. You have a line of vehicles. One coming down at you or two coming down at you, you have to stay right there or maybe reverse all the way back down. So we are not able to do that anymore. But we don't have a problem if you want to use the PH cars to shuttle from inside to the main road, you know. But you can't swamp the tongue, right into the tongue, go where we cannot go, and tell us now that all you ain't doing what you're supposed to be doing. You know many taxi drivers, because of the stringent inspections he has to take year after year, he too agree, well, it's better I go PH2.
And they
are
doing
it. Let me tell my car P, because I don't have these things to pay, and the police don't harass me like they harass me as an H vehicle.
So the H one getting more pressure than the...
You understand.
The PH. Yeah. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bass.
Yes.
To the panel there. I'm hearing one of the members of the association there keep quoting about uniform and how they dress. Is he aware, and I want him to answer beforehand, is he aware that there's a uniform for taxi drivers in this country?
Well, yeah, everybody knows that. Well, you're talking about that whole... white shirt, jack, and the black pants?
Yeah.
So you want everybody to wear it?
No law. No law is old unless it has been repealed. So don't say old. I just want to know, you might be backing yourself into a corner.
No, but that's just outdated. If a taxi driver, not all taxi. If I want taxi driver, I don't want to wear that in this day and age.
It's not whether you want to wear it. The law is there. There was a sergeant, Calendar, who used to charge people for that, you know. And get them convicted in court, you know.
I used to.
A motorbike man, you know. Okay, so be careful what you're saying.
I used to.
And we know the law.
Right.
The law is no wrong neck. You must have shirt with collar. And your pants must reach, not no neck, not no shirt, Jack. Your pants must reach by the ankle.
No, but like them taxi drivers who you see by the airport.
He's talking about them.
Them white shirt, Jack, and them.
What's my uniform?
Well, exactly. Man can be wearing that.
This is my uniform.
That outdated
with my logo.
Thing.
But everybody you know,
what is the maxi taxi's uniform? What is the maxi taxi?
Let me tell you something. You see that maxi man and them out there? Them are children who is neurosurgeon. Them are children who is pilot.
What is the maximum's uniform?
We ain't gonna know what's a uniform.
I'm just asking you, what is it, Redwood? What is it?
No
is
wrong a... neck. You must have a collar.
Right.
What so we call V-neck.
This polo shirt. Right? Polo.
Yeah.
No,
wrong neck like this. What I have on?
No wrong neck, but that's polo. That's a polo shirt.
Right. But say no wrong neck, right?
Yeah. This is wrong neck. What I have on it, yeah.
Your pants must be down by your ankle.
Right, no short pants, no three-quarter.
No three-quarter. No.
Right, okay, yeah.
And I see men carry three-quarter and windcase.
Okay.
Different types of three-quarter.
Different type of three-quarter.
Mm-hmm.
I see men carry that and windcase.
Right.
A yellow band man, I mean, I ain't calling the name. He must be laughing along because I'm sure he's listening. Carry it, was a top and a pants in one. And he carried that and he showed the magistrate and she had no problem with it.
Okay.
God, come down, man. You trying to buy? We in the industry, and you telling me we don't know what you know is that dress code, and we quarreling for the dress code. You know, if he was saying we don't want to wear the dress code, then he have a case.
No, he's just talking about there's a dress code for taxi drivers, which is where I brought out. Because to me, I know the taxi drivers are supposed to be properly attired. Yes, as the white shirt, jacket thing, and the black.
We asking for implementation,
right?
But so we on the same page. So when it, but he ended up by telling us. We have to be careful what we ask for.
No, well, me. I think it was me talking. Oh, I said that's whole tank thing.
All right, okay.
That's white shirt, well, jack thing, and that black pants one.
You check the San Fernando taxi, Crepe taxi, Portisbin taxi.
Uniform.
They have uniform. Mm. They all carry monograms. Right. Now, not all taxi drivers are part of the association. Just like us in the maxi industry, not every maxi operator on the roadway is a member of an. Our desire is that we be able to capture all and bring everybody in, because our aim and our objective is to raise the bar, raise the standard, and that's where we are venturing. When we are talking about sheds for the maxis and so, it's not just for the maxi operator, you know. It is for the traveling public as well. When we are asking for washroom facilities, it is for the traveling public
but the thing
as well.
In Trinidad, we don't have any standard and benchmark for nothing. What are maxi or taxi stand supposed to look like? A stand? What does a maxi stand or a taxi stand supposed to look like? Is there any law? What a stand supposed to look like?
Huh? We are the closest. We are the closest, and it was more or less designed by a former.
Yes. Okay, yes, but anyway, is that stand? A stand is anywhere, you know? No? Anyway, any street corner right now is that stand?
There's the problem with it is that when they look at maxi and taxi, they're of the opinion that the business is on the side of the road.
Yes.
That is the concept. The business is on the side of the road. These is not business people. These is hustlers. These fellas and them here, we just, the begging and lodging, we give them a little chance to make a little dollar. They don't see or visualize we as business. And they're understanding that we could sit down around the table with them and carry on any conversation and any argument.
But I think we started wrong because
understand what we want.
Your red band started off on Charlotte Street on the side of the road. That is not where it should have started off.
No.
Right?
And when they carry them in City Gate, they make sure and they promise them they will hand the business over to them. And from 1995 to now, nothing is a heritage site. Between that time, it became a heritage site. So nothing. You can't do nothing.
Hello, good afternoon.
Biff.
Yeah.
The gentleman and they have to understand the difference between facilitation and what you're entitled to. You're not entitled to a taxi stand, you know. It's a facilitation, you know. In other countries, those downtown New York and so on, the owner, they pay the corporation or the mayor district for those spots, and then the taxis could come there. You know, that's your private taxi. You know, so all you have to understand, advocacy is one thing, but you mustn't see that you have a great degree of entitlement. Most things in Trinidad is a facilitation. That's why you can't win it in court. And the next thing, address code. Address code, it must be designed and specific as outlined. So a fellow won't have to breach it. It shouldn't reach in court. But I think if you're driving a taxi, I don't know if it mentioned a guy was in a short pants. I don't think you should do that. Right? But
three quarters short pants. Three quarters are kind of short pants. Well,
no three quarters. Yeah. Properly. I know our weather different. Uh-huh. And one of the things about a dress code is you have one for evening and one for morning, that kind of thing. So a jersey, but well trim and everything could be fine. But you must look good driving a public transport, and not only that, you have to smell good too. Yeah? Good program, you know. But there are some areas or there are some gray areas, and it's not a question about anybody talking you down, because you said something about we don't know what you sent in. You didn't tell us. Tell us what you sent in.
You what went in, and you telling me what you want to tell me, and that is not what I was saying. I was saying things were sent in, and it was recommended, and it never came into being.
All right, fellas, well, we got to wrap it up there. All right, so, yeah, moving the way forward. We heard a gentleman here. Did we hear you? Way forward, you know what I mean? So it is before the big strike and before everything. Where is he? Lad, that could be the last resort. Well, where is one more push? We had to push this thing.
As I said, we are asking that the authorities begin to address this issue of the white buses and the PH cars. how they come straight into the city, how they cause us to not be able to operate the way we ought to operate. And if it is, they're saying to us that they are not attending it, not a problem. We would hold our services, hold back on our service, and let's see how the country will operate, how everybody will travel. If we think to ourselves that PH could do it, well, all right, let's take a look at it. But we are going to take a position, and a harsh position at that. If the authorities doesn't pay attention and give ear to us, we have no other solution.
All right. As the man, I am telling you that one, my demand is one, and I am telling this present government, there is something called a maxi taxi tribunal that this present regime refused to implement, and it's the law. Hurry up and implement it. It takes away the operators having to go to court and all these kind of things. You have a problem with the transport commissioner, you carry it before the tribunal. Right? That is one. That is law. And we really want to take the law to deal with the law. So handle it. Minister Sinanan, handle that. Minister Gonzales, are very disappointed. Because when I saw that you get national security, I say from tomorrow, them fellas on the run. Because you, as our legal advisor in the Ministry of Works and Transport, frung on that. Frung on it. And you, Zigondero, now. You, Sancho. Deal with it. Deal with it. Because there are consequences for the government in not dealing in it. I don't care whether it's this one, who come, and whoever it is. We're going to deal with all you. This is Christmas time for us. This is Christmas time for us. And we are the postmen.
All right, I gotta go. Somebody right? Even saying, yeah, look, red band, maxi, green band, all of them wearing slippers, short pants below their
bottom. Deal with them.
All those maxi taxis.
Deal with them.
Well, who had to deal with them?
But you see what I mean?
Okay. All right, we had to have a part two of this or something, boy. We had to go. All right, fellas. All right, thank you very much.
The best insight. Instant feedback. Accountability. The all-new Talk Radio. Freedom 106.5.